Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Brumley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford catches it and throws to first to double up Nan. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Cater reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brumley for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buster Narum now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame misplays the ball. That's an error on Blasingame. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King is hit by the pitch. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. King moves to second. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. McMullen reaches second base with a double. King scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Buster Narum. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMullen scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-2 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Rijik now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. King hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held throws the ball into Hamlin, who relays the ball to Blasingame, who tags Berry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-2 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. King fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on King. Buford moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brumley hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to second. Frank Howard pinch hits for Steve Rijek. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-3 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marshall Bridges now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward bunts towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Ryan Duren now pitching. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. Brumley throws to third to get Hansen for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Buford scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Skowron is hit by the pitch. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. King hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-3 in the game. Brumley hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.